Welcome to the Plum Club Podcast. I'm Cheryl Kremko. In this episode, we'll explore the growing market for colored gemstone engagement rings. We'll talk to experts, look at the consumers driving the demand, summarize the top trends, and get some advice about what you can do to capture more sales of unique engagement rings for your store. Surprising numbers of couples today are open to the idea of a colorful engagement ring. They're looking for a ring that's personal, that expresses their own love story as a couple, and that isn't like anyone else's ring. By serving this niche market well, you'll also position your store as the place to find a unique engagement ring for your one-of-a-kind love and appeal to every couple looking for a ring that feels more special. That's most couples, isn't it? This podcast is sponsored by Carl K. Gumpert, a major fine jewelry manufacturer and diamond supplier in Los Angeles that specializes in beautifully crafted colored gemstone and diamond jewelry. With over 70 years in the jewelry industry, Carl K. Gumpert provides its customers with individualized manufacturing services and outstanding quality and value. When actress and musician Zooey Deschanel got engaged to property brother Jonathan Scott, the ring was unexpected. A floral band set with pink and purple sapphires. This unusual engagement ring is the perfect illustration of current cutting-edge engagement trends. The ring was personal, just Zooey's style, feminine, whimsical, and quirky. Jonathan knew she would love it because they shopped together as a couple, and the ring features colorful gemstones. Marty Hurwitz, the founder of jewelry market research firm, the NVI, has noticed increased demand for colored gemstone engagement rings, especially from younger consumers.
The demand for colored gemstone engagement rings is growing, and it actually has been growing over a few years. This finding from this most recent research that we conducted seems to be part of a growth curve going back, I would say, 5 years or so, when we've been studying this issue. And it seems to be prevalent among next generation consumers, 25 to 35 years old. It seems to be evolving as even younger consumers begin to start their discretionary spend or begin to get careers, etc. There's quite a bit of interest in color. We think it's somewhere between 10 and 15% of engagement rings that are being sold, depending on the age, depending on the geography. That's roughly where we think it is right now. You know, it may be a couple of million engagement rings being sold every year in the U.S. You know, I think it's safe to say statistically 10 to 15% is where color is right now.
Wedding dresses today are available in a palette of pastel colors, not just white. So it's not surprising that there's a new palette for engagement rings, too. Bridal gown designer Monique Lhuillier recently added colorful engagement rings to her collection for Kay Jewelers. The new collection features engagement rings set with aquamarine, citrine, amethyst, peridot, and black diamond. Severine Ferrari, founder and editor-in-chief of Engagement 101, says that color appeals to couples today because they're interested in more creative engagement ring designs.
There is demand and growth in colored gemstones engagement rings for, you know, I would say a variety of reasons. First, traditional diamond for some couples is not something that they necessarily want. Picking a gemstone is a way to personalize the engagement ring. And have something that's, you know, different from anybody else.
Your favorite color makes you feel good and looks good on you. Color affects emotions too. Colors are captivating, luscious, warm, striking, powerful, eye-catching, vivid, ethereal, and rich. Talking about color and evoking the emotions and images it inspires makes any jewelry sales presentation more engaging. Colored gemstones help couples tell their love story with favorite colors, birthstones, the gem of the month they met, or the month of their wedding, even the colors of their favorite sports teams. Gemstones are the perfect inspiration for a custom ring unlike any other. Celebrities are driving this trend in a general way, not a specific way. The fact that so many rich and famous people are choosing an engagement ring that expresses their style and breaks the mold sends a message to soon-to-be engaged couples that it's okay to choose an engagement ring that's unexpected. Your customer might not choose a rare and very expensive green diamond like the one Ben Affleck gave J-Lo, but they can choose a tourmaline or amethyst in a color that means something to them. Jewelry journalist Jennifer Huebner, who reports on the market for the American Gem Trade Association and the Culture Pearl Association, explains that talking about famous colored gemstone engagement rings helps give consumers permission to create a ring that stands out from the crowd.
Retailers might want to have photos of celebrities with their own colored stone engagement rings in store that can help them plant the seed with shoppers. Let shoppers know that celebrities, other people are getting engaged with colored stone rings, so you could go that route as well. Megan Fox got engaged with Machine Gun Kelly in a custom Tuaimoi ring with a pear-shaped emerald and a pear-shaped diamond. Ariana Grande got engaged in another custom Tuaimoi ring featuring an oval-shaped diamond and an heirloom cultured Akoya pearl from her grandmother's piece of jewelry. Katy Perry also got engaged in a colored stone ring. She had a ruby center stone surrounded by diamonds. So I think if you just clip some images out of magazines, it could just subtly let customers know, oh, I don't have to go the diamond path. I can explore colored stones as well.
There are many great examples of colorful celebrity rings. Of course, it's impossible to talk about colored gemstone engagement rings without mentioning the most famous engagement ring of all time. Princess Diana's blue sapphire engagement ring, now worn by Princess Catherine, the future Queen of England. Other famous sapphire engagement rings belong to Gwyneth Paltrow, Penelope Cruz, and Heidi Klum. Emerald engagement ring fans include Jackie Kennedy, the Duchess of Windsor, Halle Berry, Real Housewife Tinsley Mortimer, Rita Ora, and Dakota Johnson. According to Jennifer Huebner, sapphire and emerald are the most popular colored gemstone engagement ring options.
Trends in the engagement ring market, the ones that I am seeing, lots of blue sapphire, which is not a surprise, Montana sapphire in particular, and emeralds have been super hot, and, you know, rubies are, you know, are certainly on trend, but there's probably Montana sapphire would be the biggest one. And then, you know, you're just, nobody's locked into one particular color stone now. Whatever you like is acceptable for an engagement ring.
Severine Ferrari notes that there's also been a recent uptick of interest in pink sapphire engagement rings, perhaps inspired by the Barbiecore trend for all things pink. The trend for more creative engagement rings is driven by couples shopping and making the significant purchase together. That sometimes means they decide to spend less on the engagement ring. Severine says that, like lab-grown diamond engagement rings, the affordability of colored gemstone engagement rings also appeals to a customer looking for a larger carat size on a budget.
They don't want to have a below 1 carat, you know, natural diamond. And that's how they end up with alternative choices, whether they're focused on the white stone or if they're open to something that's going to be more a colored gemstone. Which, you know, like I would say for jewelers that are worried about the value of lab-created diamonds is usually something, you know, if they have somebody that come in the store and, you know, say, you know, I want a size and I can't afford this natural diamond, it's something that they can propose instead because they know the value of a sapphire. And they know that they are still precious gemstones. So I think, you know, that's maybe why also this market has grown when women wanted sizes and couldn't afford the natural diamond size that they wanted.
Making sure that you have some unusual rings and loose gemstones in your bridal cases can spark the creativity of customers shopping for a ring and distinguish you from other engagement ring retailers. In a world of cookie-cutter bridal cases, your store will be the one they'll talk about and remember. When you're presenting rings in your store, it's vital for you to give permission to potential customers to buy an alternative engagement ring. By supporting their ideas to choose something unusual, you create a space for emotion and creativity that makes your store stand out. Jennifer Huebner says that selling more colored gemstone engagement rings starts with not assuming that the engagement ring will be a diamond.
Retailers who would like to sell more colored gemstone engagement rings, I think they should simply ask their clients what type of engagement ring they would like. Don't automatically assume that the couple who comes in shopping will want a diamond. So just ask them first, what did you have in mind for an engagement ring? Did you want to go the traditional diamond route, or did you want to look at colored stone options?
Social media is a great way to reach customers and let them know that you can help them create a unique ring that's either fully custom or customized with an unusual center stone. Severine Ferrari says that showing the stories of unusual engagement rings helps consumers understand what's possible.
I think, you know, social media is a great way to do it, you know, either by sharing customer stories or celebrity stories, or just showing options, you know, showing a ring, you know, with, a natural white diamond, and then showing a ring, you know, with the same setting to show that you think outside of the box and that, you know, you can follow trends, you know, that are, you know, all over the country. That's by, you know, showing examples.
Jennifer Huebner says that showing a wide range of engagement rings and loose gems can inspire customers to choose your store.
Retailers should definitely post pictures of different types, all types of engagement rings on their social media platforms. Today, that's where pretty much everybody is living, spending their time is on social media. So you should have traditional diamond rings on there, but showcase the other skills that you have. If you have a goldsmith in-house, that's a big deal. So show some of the custom pieces that you have made for clients. Show some loose gems and let people know that, you know, we have loose emeralds. You can choose your own blue sapphire. You can choose your own Montana sapphire, whatever it may be, to folks who are shopping online, because that is their first step. They're going to look online, do their research online, and then depending on what they find, that'll drive them in, typically drive them into stores to make purchases there. But if retailers aren't sharing these assets and these creative ideas with customers online, how are people supposed to know that you can do that?
Marty Hurwitz says that couples who create a custom ring are more likely to have the kind of deep and rewarding customer experience that will earn the loyalty of a new generation of consumers.
Bespoke engagement rings, where a retailer or a jewelry designer specializes in that, very often that's where consumers are buying colored gemstone engagement rings. More and more, that same younger generation consumer is looking for a custom engagement ring experience. They're shopping as a couple. They're not only choosing the design of the ring, but they're choosing the stone and the center stone and the side stones as a couple. And that's where these younger generation experiences are happening, and that's where the color is happening.
Custom colored gemstone engagement rings can be more rewarding for you, too. Custom gemstone rings generally have higher profit margins. They don't require investing in inventory. You can adjust which components go into the ring to fit your customers' budgets. And customers feel like they're directing the process rather than being sold, which leads to a better experience. If you document the process of designing their ring, couples often share it with their friends and family and post it on social media, leading to more referrals. The colored gemstone engagement ring customer can become your customer for decades to come. Marty Hurwitz explains why attracting this new consumer is essential for your store.
If you look at all the independent retailers in the U.S., and even quite a few of the major retailers, many of them are still selling to the baby boom generation, either in terms of where their stores are located, or what their sales staff looks like, or what their product looks like, or what their display looks like. And if they haven't started incorporating a custom jewelry design experience into their offering, they're missing out on a giant market share. And that market share is a consumer that could develop an affinity and an advocacy for their store, their brand, for the next 40 years. And that consumer is just starting their discretionary spend journey right now. And be ashamed to lose them, because if you lose them, once all the baby boomers are done spending money, which is like now, you're not going to have the next consumer demographic to sell to.
By positioning your store as the place that helps you tell your story, you'll not only attract consumers who see a colored gemstone in their love story, but also consumers who want a diamond engagement ring. Your store will become a destination for a new generation of consumers looking for jewelry that's unique and personal, and a jeweler who understands that desire. That's why offering colored gemstone engagement rings, even though it's a niche market, helps you appeal to every customer looking for their personal jeweler, whether they end up buying a colored gemstone engagement ring or not. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Plum Club podcast series. Check plumclub.com for more helpful expert advice on growing your business. Be sure to visit the Jewelers Resource Center to find news, trends, events, reference resources, and the virtual showrooms of Plum Club members.